February 6, 1894. George's Terrace, St. Kilda Road. February 6, 1894. Sister Fanny. I have so often told you that your words and ideas must not take the place of the words and ideas given me, that the repetition of this is utterly useless. You have chosen your own way, and mingled self with your work, and have become less and less sensible of the danger to your own self and to the work. You have come to think that you were the one to whom credit should be given for the matter that comes from your hands. I have had warnings concerning this, but could not see how I could come to the very point. Ellen G. White. George's Terrace, February 6, 1894. Mr. and Mrs. J. E. White. Dear children, under the showers of the latter rain, the inventions of man, the human machinery, will at times be swept away. The boundary of man's authority will be as broken reeds, and the Holy Spirit will speak through the living, human agent with convincing power. No one, then, will watch to see if the sentences are well rounded off, if the grammar is faultless. The living water will flow in God's own channels. But let us be careful now not to exalt the men, their sayings and doings, and let not anyone consider it a grand point to have a startling experience to relate. For here is a fruitful field where credence will be given to unworthy persons. Young men and women will be lifted up and will regard themselves as wonderfully favored, called to do some great thing. There will be conversions many after a peculiar order, but they will not bear the divine signature. Immorality will come in, and extravagance, and many will make shipwreck of faith. Our only safety is in keeping fast hold of Jesus. Never are we to lose sight of him. He says, "Without me, you can do nothing." We must cultivate an abiding sense of our own inefficiency and helplessness, and rely wholly on Jesus. This should keep us individually calm and steadfast in words and deportment. Excitement in the speaker is not power, but weakness. Earnestness and energy are essential in presenting Bible truth, the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. There are quicksands upon which many are in danger of being swamped. It is always safe to seek for the earnest of the Spirit of God, if we do not mingle with it a force and presumption that is not heaven-born. There is need of caution in all our utterances, lest some poor souls of ardent temperament shall work themselves up into a zeal not according to knowledge. They will act as though it was their prerogative to use the Holy Spirit, instead of letting the Holy Spirit use them and mold and fashion them after the pattern of the divine. There is danger of running ahead of Christ. We should honor the Holy Spirit by following where it shall lead. Lean not to thine own understanding. This one danger of those who teach the truth to others. To follow where Christ leads is a safe path for our feet. His work will stand. Whatsoever God saith is truth. But ministers who bear the last message of mercy to fallen men must utter no random words. They must not open doors whereby Satan shall find access to human minds. It is not our work to experiment, to study out something new and startling that will create excitement. Satan is watching his chance to take advantage of anything of this order that he may bring in his deceiving elements. The Holy Spirit moving upon the human agents will keep the mind well balanced. There will not be a wrought-up excitement to be followed by reaction. Satan will make use of every extravagant expression to the injury not only of the speaker, but of those who shall catch the same spirit and infuse others to their harm. Calmness and solemnity should be cultivated. The solemn truths we dwell upon will lead us to manifest deep earnestness. How can we do otherwise when weighed with the most sacred message to bear to perishing souls, weighted by the sense of the nearness of our Savior's coming. If we are constantly looking unto Jesus and receiving His Spirit, we shall have clear eyesight. Then we shall discern the perils on every side, and shall guard every word we utter, lest Satan find opportunity to weave in his deceptions. We do not want to have the minds of the people wrought up into excitement. We shall not encourage an expectation to see strange and wonderful things, but teach them to follow Jesus step by step. Preach Jesus Christ, in whom our hope of eternal life is centered. The enemy is preparing to deceive the whole world by his miracle-working power. He will assume to personate the angels of light, to personate Jesus Christ. Everyone who teaches the truth for this time is to preach the Word. Those who cling to the Word will not throw open the doors for Satan by making unguarded statements in reference to prophesying or to dreams and visions. To a greater or lesser degree, false manifestations have been coming in, here and there, since 1844, after the time when we looked for the second coming of Christ. We have had them in the Garmeyer case, in the statements of Jones, in the Stanton movement. We shall have them more and more. And like faithful sentinels, we must be on guard. Letters are coming to me from many persons concerning visions which they have had and feel it their duty to relate. May the Lord help His servants to be cautious. When the Lord has a genuine channel of light, there are always plenty of counterfeit. Satan will surely enter any door thrown open to him. He will give messages of truth mingled with the truth ideas of his own, prepared to mislead souls, to draw the mind to human beings and their sayings, and prevent it from holding firmly to a thus saith the Lord. In God's dealing with His people, all is quiet. With those who trust in Him, all is calm and unpretending. There will be simple, true, earnest believers in the Bible, and there will be doers of the Word as well as hearers. There will be sound, earnest, sensible, waiting upon God. The believer will hang his helpless soul on Jesus Christ. Christ will be exalted. Working and praying, watching and waiting is our position. We should not desire to be recognized and to have our work appreciated in the fullest measure. Heaven is the best and safest place in which to hear from the lips of our Redeemer the result of our work. Signed, Mother, Ellen G. White.